This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Boy, we are just going with our conversation. And what are you going to hand me there, Vinny?
We're working on a little contest, and I came up with some songs I'm going to let you choose from the list that I've made.
This will be a contest we're doing on Friday.
Right.
Very exciting. Yes, a little Father's Day giveaway. Oh. Can we say?
No, let's wait.
Okay, we're going to wait. Hey, everybody, it's Hope Day. And right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a pair of weekend tickets to Sonoma Harvest Music Festival. What's that? Well, let me just tell you, it's two weekends in September, and you can pick which weekend you want to go to. The tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. at SonomaHarvestMusicFestival.com. So weekend one is September 14th and 15th. Your headliner on the 14th, Ben Harper and Innocent Criminals. On September 15th, it's Ms. Lauryn Hill. Weekend two, and I'm assuming this is Churches. Is that who this
Correct.
Is?
Correct.
Churches is headlining on September 21st. And on September 22nd, Death Cab for Cutie. But there's a whole list for each of these dates. You should go on there and take a look. And you get to pick which weekend if you win the tickets. But the tickets go on sale today at 10 a.m. 800, 400. Oh, yeah, CeeLo Green. Mm-hmm. He's on night two of the first weekend, September 15th. Call now, 800-400-3697. And go to SonomaHarvestMusicFestival.com to see the lineups and get your tickets. It's going to be a big deal. People are into it. Okay, Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Bay Area Radio Museum, the Bay Area Radio Hall of Fame. We are up for a 2019 Sherwood Award, and we would love it if you can. Apparently, you can vote once per day, and we'd love your support. Where are we at, Uzi? 47%? Come on, you guys. Help us out.
Hey, favorite morning show. I just voted for you again today for the Sherwood Award. I keep the site open so I can vote every day.
Oh, thank you.
Let that be an example to all of the people.
That's a good listener right there.
Of the Bay Area.
Yeah.
That's how it's done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When's the voting through?
It'll
probably give you some time,
I don't exactly know the dates, but it's probably coming up.
Sounds like some other shows are on the campaign trail.
one of our colleagues downstairs.
Oh. Please vote for us.
Mm-hmm.
We'd really appreciate the vote. So, cover songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love covers. I actually, if I go to see a band and they do a cover, I appreciate it when they do a close rendition to it. You know, like that they're true to the original. But when I hear that someone's recorded one, I often like to hear what their take is on something. So, there's a band called The Bird and the Bee. And they did a cover song a few years ago of a Bee Gees song, How Deep Is Your Love, that I adore. I love it, and we actually covered their cover of it when Pat and John and I were in a band together. It was
who's this Bird and the Bee you're talking about?
It's here's a little of them. Yeah, jump to the chorus, would you? The chorus is so pretty.
Who is this?
Listen, it's just a band. Yeah, breaking us down.
It's pretty.
It's super pretty. So they just do their own versions of
Vinny,
songs.
They're calling them an American indie pop musical duo from L.A. consisting of Inara George and Greg Kirsten, a five-time Grammy Award-winning producer and multi-instrumentalist who has worked with artists like Sia, Adele, Beck, Kendrick Lamar, The Foo Fighters, and it goes on.
The Bird and the Bee announced a new Van Halen cover album.
Oh, wow.
And that's what we're going to talk about today.
All right.
So they did a tribute to Van Halen. I think we only have one song from it so far. They did a Hall & Oates one, though, that I haven't heard. Were you able to find anything?
Which Hall & Oates one?
I have a lot of songs from that.
They took a whole bunch of their songs. And did their own versions of them.
I pulled the album.
So weird.
I know.
Sarah Smile, if you want to hear that.
Oh, yeah, of course. I always want to hear that.
That's my fave.
Yep.
All right, here it is. And jump ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds good.
What is going on with the production on her voice? Is it like compressed or?
It's like compressed, but it's also a little bit flaky at the edges. You know what I mean? It's like, ah.
It's just pushed so forward.
Do you like it or no?
I like it. I'm just tripping on it the way it's recorded.
Did they do Rich Girl on this one?
They sure did.
Let's hear that.
Does he ever sing or he just
I think I've only ever heard her doing it, but maybe he does sing on it. Yeah, I love her voice. So this is a band called The Bird and the Bee. So I wanted to do a little bit before we jump into the
Do they do originals or all covers?
I don't know of any originals of theirs.
I wonder if they do. I'm looking at their list here and songs I've never heard of, so I'm not really sure if they're actually.
Oh. Bitch Girl. Wow, that's weird. It almost has like a lo-fi thing going on with it.
Right. It seems like a record scratch or something.
Yeah, it's neat. Okay, so there's a little setup for The Bird and the Bee. They're so good.
People are saying they love them. They've been around for years. So great.
Yeah, I don't know any of their originals, but they have done so many cool covers.
Bird and Bee did the last song on The Big Sick.
Oh.
I guess that was an original.
Mm. All right.
I love The Big Sick.
Yeah,
I know. It's
so
good.
So they have shared a single on a new record that's coming out. It's coming out August 2nd. So we'll keep our eyes open for that and make sure that we play a few off of it. It's called Interpreting the Masters Volume 2, A Tribute to Van Halen, and the song that they're sharing now is Ain't Talking About Love.
Ah, nice.
This feels like an 80s soundtrack with all the keyboardy stuff in the background.
It feels like something I'd hear at a lounge at a bar where I'd be all in, but would I buy it? No.
Right.
Well, you know, it's the thing about Van Halen, especially David Lee Roth, is you feel it.
Mm. Yeah.
You believe that. Yeah. He's
Pitfall. Pitfall.
He's so skanky. Right. You know?
There's that filter.
I know. It'll
there.
Be funny to hear what their versions of these songs sound like, because you're right. Like, he is such. It's a lot of those songs are all about his attitude. Mm. So it'll be funny to hear if they can.
And they even say when he plays live, they're like, he can't sing very well, but he's still got all that
stage presence.
Swag.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That sells it. Even when you go, ey! Like the lyric just, ey!
Yeah.
I believe Panama by them is also out.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. See if you can find that. That'd be a interesting one to hear, but it's a smoothed out version.
Says they do make their own songs. Listen to Polite Dance Song. Yeah, actually, when I pulled up, that was
Polite
the first song.
Dance Song.
Yeah,
that
was
I looked
first
it up. They have a lot of their own songs.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
They're neat. Let me see. They have a show in San Francisco at the Rickshaw Stop.
Oh, where's
on
that?
August 30th. I don't know where that is.
August 30th.
Yeah, they're in San Diego at the Casbah. On the 29th. Those are the only California dates. Oh, there's an LA show in August. But we've got one here at the Rickshaw Stop.
That looks like that's on Fell Street.
Oh, all right.
I guess indie bands roll through there. DJ. It's a small funky space, they call it. Food and Lounge.
Oh my God,
hilarious. Turn it up.
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, they're doing their own thing with it.
You know what I was going to say, because I didn't know where you were going when you brought up the cover songs, but one of the things that's trippy about covers often is a band will do a cover and you don't even know it.
Right.
And you go,
it's like Toto Africa.
It's some
Africa.
Old blues song where you go, this is good.
I see what you're saying.
But my point is, I think the next generation of youngsters, they're not tainted by the originals of Van Halen. They'll hear this and go, that's great.
Yeah.
That's an amazing new song.
I'm hearing it kind of tainted.
Yeah. There you go. That's what I want.
Crank that up.
We're just tainted.
Wow. All right. Anyway.
I'll get home.
When I saw The Bird and the Bee this morning, I was like, oh, they do one of my favorite songs. Yeah. I want to spend a minute with this, and I definitely want to hear their version
of these songs. The Bee Gees come off her lips a lot more smoothly than Van Halen does.
Tough. That's a hard one to reinterpret. We do a country version of Running with the Devil.
We?
You do.
Yeah, me,
your
Pat,
band.
And John. Yeah.
Recliner.
How does that go?
Day book?
It goes like a country song.
Oh my God.
Now I'm running with the devil. It's funny.
That's hilarious.
What's the name of the band?
I don't know. We don't have a name right now.
When's the last time you played?
It's been a long time.
Might
have been my 50th birthday party.
You're overdue.
Mm-mm. We're all done.
Oh.
Is Sean coming to the Secret Show?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm not positive.
Come on.
I don't know if he's
coming. He's always the life of the party.
I always try to get him to come, but I just don't, you know, he's got stuff to do.
Is Wednesday a baseball night?
I don't know, probably. I've asked him. I told him. I gave him the date, and I said I wanted to come.
Today's Wednesday, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't. He usually only plays on Thursday. They have a
special
thing
tournament
tonight and tomorrow. I don't know.
Oh, come on, John.
Super annoying.
Get with the program. Yeah, like that.
So,
our Johns need to hang out together.
I know. And he loves it every time he goes to it. The 5th annual, 9 o'clock tickets. Radiohead. I love Radiohead.
I do too.
They're great. During the recording sessions that happened, like, say, 95 to 98-ish. Let me see if I have the exact dates here. They had a mini disc going. Oh, here it is. We've been hacked. My archived mini discs from 1995 to 1998 with a question mark, like, from around that time. Mm-hmm. It's not very interesting. There's a lot of it. If you want it, you can buy the whole lot here. 18 mini discs for $18. And some of these, you said, are over an hour long.
Over an hour, yeah.
So there's some demos on there. There's just some ideas. This is just little recordings that they were doing. Somebody stole them and had copies of them and said $150,000 we're releasing these. And they went, we're just going to release them.
Right.
So well, they put them out there.
What other answer can you give? You don't cut a check for that.
Not giving you $150,000, that's for sure. So, British rock band Radiohead, they've announced a release of hours and hours and hours of unheard material from the mid-90s because of ransom demands from unnamed hackers. Last week, cyber attackers stole archive material held by Tom York, the lead singer, and said, you pay us $150,000 or we're releasing this. And so they posted on Facebook about it and said, these recordings are from around the time of OK Computer. That was their third album that came out in 97. So instead of complaining much or ignoring it, we're releasing all 18 hours on Bandcamp in aid of Extinction Rebellion. So the money that they make off of this is going to go to Extinction Rebellion. It's a UK-based climate protest organization, which says it uses nonviolent civil disobedience to achieve radical change.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear they're above saying, we'll meet you in the TL. Bring the tapes.
The TL.
We'll bring you the cash. Then you send Bryn down to kick him in the face and take the tapes.
What's a TL?
The tenderloin.
Baby.
We learned that last time, sir.
Yeah, I know. But I didn't know they lived around here. That's all.
You know what I mean. I'm just saying. They just went, forget it. We're not going to hire thugs to break your knees. We'll just...
They say here, never intended for public consumption, though some clips did reach the cassette in the OK Computer reissue. The post says, these are only tangentially interesting. And very, very long. Not a phone download. So if you are interested, you can get them. They're about $23. It's a pound piece.
They are very long. And I mean, what I listen to, I listen to a few songs.
Was there anything?
Like, yeah, I'll play it right now. But, if there's hours and hours, that means there's at least 100 songs there.
Well, you probably hear the same version of songs over and over, too, if they were just like recording different versions.
So here's one of them. It's from Mini Disc 1. And this one's over an hour long, this disc in particular.
It actually sounds pretty good.
That's beautiful. I might buy these.
He's
$23.
I imagined it was a janky mic setup. He's taking a live feed through the board, right?
Yeah, this is legit.
That's what a mini disc does, just pulls it right through.
Got another song?
Sure. That sounds beautiful. God, I love this band.
Yeah, they're good.
They could have released all these songs.
Absolutely. Like, you know what? They're releasing them now. So if you get $23 hanging around and you love Radiohead, this might be worth your time. It's 18 hours of material-ish. And it benefits. Maybe you believe in the cause. Quickly, I want to squeeze this in. A lot of unknowns still in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox star Big Poppy. David Ortiz. Here's the latest. David took his first steps yesterday following a second surgery. No specifics on what this second surgery was meant to achieve, but this was his first one in the U.S. There was a procedure done in the Dominican Republic, I would assume, to save his life and close the holes. As you may have heard, he was shot point blank while sitting at a restaurant. Two dudes pulled up on a motorcycle. One of them was the driver of the motorcycle, mm-hmm. and the other one ran off and shot him, and then tried to get back on the motorcycle, and it fell over. And I think it was the driver of the motorcycle who wound up being caught by the crowd and beaten. He's been alert. He has spoken to his family, David Ortiz, and even flashed that smile, they say. He's in intensive care still. He'll be closely monitored for the next 2 days. Local police have both suspects in custody now, the alleged shooter and the getaway motorcycle driver. Last night, the driver was charged with attempted homicide and criminal association. The driver's lawyer says this guy was a hired ride.
Oh.
He didn't shoot anyone, and he is innocent. He didn't know the guy he picked up or anything about a planned shooting, and he says he's a fan of David's and wouldn't have supported it. So I don't have any word on what's happening with the guy who actually did the shooting. I assume they're gathering evidence and putting a case together, but that's what's going on with Big Poppy.
But he didn't get beat by the crowd.
No, he got away, at least initially.
All right. Well, coming up, I've got some fast facts for you. Those are always fun. Also, horrible way to treat your boyfriend.
Oh.
Horrible.
Oh, no.
And more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Our email addresses are Sarah or Vinny at radioalice.com. Here's one from Yvette who writes, "Hi, Sarah and Vinny. I've been listening to your program for the past 20 years, and now my 15-year-old and 12-year-old boys are dedicated listeners. Now that we're on summer vacation, my boys miss listening to you in the morning. My youngest son, Andres, loves your show. Earlier in the week, you had a listener who shares his name and heard how you all struggle with the pronunciation of the name Andres.
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 Yes, you got it.
Andres. What did we say last time?
I all remember, kinds like, of things. Andres. We said,
yeah.
Andres.
Andres. I mean, that's how I
Andres.
Grew up with.
Andres.
Andres.
He says, so the 12-year-old's like, I totally relate. Can you all say good morning to Andres from Daly City and remind him he needs to read and play outside more during the summer instead of playing electronics all day? Good morning, Andres.
Yeah, get outside,
Andres, get
boy.
Outside.
Come
well,
on.
Maybe not today. Well, maybe it'll be cooler today. Last couple days, I can see why you wanted to lay low. Thank you all. Love you all. Even Human from Yvette.
Nice.
So thank you for writing in this morning. You can email us anytime, Sarah.
Tell the boy to get out, baby.
Yeah.
You know, I watched, so we've been catching up on the Toy Story movies.
Yeah.
So we watched 1 and 2, and last night we watched 3. And there was a lot of noise happening as it came towards the end. And the end of Toy Story 3 is just, it just makes
chaos,
you just cry so much there, right? At the, no, the very end. When he's...
Yes.
Passing on, passing the torch.
Spoiler alert.
But then before the pass, or right after the, during that, they play. And they're playing with these toys. And it's just a moment where you see that innocence of kids playing with these objects, but they are everything in those moments.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sitting there like, first of all, the missus is making all this noise. I'm like, get out of here. This is the good part. God. And then, but that's it. It's like, play, please, play, kids. Play.
Use
and
your
imagination. And not video games.
Right.
I mean, play. And when you see these movies, you go, oh, somebody's got to still be playing, right?
Yep. Kids are still playing.
It can't just be all the old people.
No. It can't be. Please
so
tell
Andres,
me it's not.
Andres.
There you go.
Andres. Go play, would you?
Yeah, do it.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by The Organic Coup. Ooh. Now offering its organically cocky meal combo at all locations.
Wow.
We are confident you'll love it.
Wow.
Yes, I double-checked the wording there.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Now offering its organically cocky meal combo at all locations.
I see.
We're confident you'll love it.
I
am, too.
They're cocky about it.
Right. Yeah. So good. Okay.
Delicious.
Don't forget your dad this Sunday, okay?
Yeah, don't forget.
Today, the Stanford sailing coach who pleaded guilty and was fired for his role in the massive nationwide college admissions cheating scandal will become the first of 50 counselors, coaches, and parents charged in the scheme to be sentenced. I thought Felicity already got hers, but I guess that was a plea deal, right?
I don't think she's been sentenced yet. She definitely entered her plea and, you know, said how sorry she was. But I think her sentencing is like in September or something.
Oh, okay. Well, they do say here in the story I'm reading from the front page of the Merc that the sentencing often is about the lawyer's ability to make an appointment.
Ah, oh.
So it's about their schedules, about scheduling.
I can't possibly be here until 2029.
They're saying that they expect him to get jail time. This is the sailing coach. He's pleaded guilty. I don't know how much money he got exactly from the deal. But here it is. A former federal prosecutor who's followed the case closely says it's hard to imagine this guy's not going to get prison. Wow. This is a scandal that everyone has watched.
Yes, we have.
Because big names are involved. This involved people getting into colleges without the proper credentials, I guess, is the way to put that. Enrollment in USC, Georgetown, and Yale, and other selective schools. The judge wants to send a powerful message in this case to would-be cheaters. You're going to pay. So, let me see if they say here exactly what they think he'll get.
I see something, Vinny.
Is it a year?
It says 13 months. Recommended 13 months in prison.
Is there going to be restitution to be paid to? Do they mention anything like that money all has to be given back? And
not seen that.
He's looking at 13 months, though, and if the judge is trying to send a message, then he'll likely get all 13.
I can't wait to find out what Felicity gets. I can't wait to see how the whole Lori Loughlin and Massimo thing goes down. Mm-hmm. If they get some real time, that'd be crazy.
Well, but also they've got good lawyers, and mm-hmm. She's already lost the thing that she treasured most, which was her public profile mm-hmm. and her job or career
and her daughter
as an actress. Well, yeah. But anyway, they could get off just because they've got lawyers who right. are going to work that angle. They didn't know. They thought they were making a donation.
Right.
I mean, isn't that what we'd heard? That they were just going to try
these
and...
These were bribes. These were charitable donations.
I should have been mentioning this yesterday and the day before, but Californians are being urged to conserve electricity during this heat wave. The grid managers are saying, if you could please not use your major appliances from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Keep lights turned off when you're not in the room using them.
Just do what you should be doing anyway, you know?
Right. So anyway.
Take it easy.
Probably more heat today. They'd said it was going to break yesterday, and it did not. It was hotter
anything
yesterday.
Anything but broke yesterday. Yeah.
I meant to get to this story because I found it really interesting, and it just kept getting pushed away from other nonsense, other sexier stories. Mm. But I really want to do it before it gets too late. Over the years, this little museum in Alberta, Canada, had tried everything to unlock this old safe they had in its basement. Have you heard this story?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
It's great. Tell it. Don't worry about me. You're not doing the show for me.
Yeah,
keep
I haven't
going.
Heard it. I haven't heard it.
You haven't heard
no.
it?
Uh-uh.
The museum had hired blacksmiths, called the manufacturer, contacted former employees, challenged guests to play with the safe. Nobody could get this safe opened.
How about hiring a criminal?
They didn't try that. No. But they say here that last month, a visitor to the Vermilion Heritage Museum cracked the code on his first try. And everyone who'd been watching this saga of the unopened safe and everyone who tries to crack the thing, and I can imagine even employees were probably like...
Did you say 29 years they've had this safe? Or is it longer than that?
Wow, that's a long time to...
40 years.
Oh, 40 years.
Many experts tried to open a safe locked for 40 years, and a tourist's lucky guess cracked the code on his first try.
Is it one of those dial ones?
Yes. Like, yes, it's one of the dial ones.
Yeah. Listen for the tumblers.
Stephen Mills was on a family camping trip with his wife and his two children and his father-in-law. We wanted to check out the community to see what they had to offer. The museum was actually closed on the day they were there, but they were able to track down one of the volunteers who just opened it up for them on the day off.
This is so random.
After giving Mills' family a tour of the whole building on the day it's closed.
Boy, they really love this museum.
There's just not a lot going on in that town.
I'm so sorry it's closed.
Right.
Let me give you a personalized tour. Eh? You'll enjoy it.
After the tour, the volunteer proceeded to show them objects in the basement, including the mysterious safe locked for 40 years that no one could open.
And they said, yeah, feel free to give it a try.
Originally, it belonged to the town's Brunswick Hotel, which opened in the early 1900s. The hotel had shut down and the safe was passed on and it hasn't been opened since. So the guy puts his ear to it, like you see in the movies. He said his two children, ages 4 and 6, stood next to him like, ooh, dad might get this. I looked at the dial and saw the numbers were running from 0 to 60. So I thought in my head, 20, 40, 60.
40, 60. Wait, say I missed that.
20, 40, 60. It was just a random string of numbers that were in his head. 20, 40, 60.
And that was it.
And that was it, huh?
Wow.
I did a particular combination, which is 3 on the right, 2 on the left, and 1 on the right. Tried the handle, and it opened.
Voila.
Was it was
inside?
A 100% guess. Well, that's the thing. So, 40 years. What could be in there?
Okay, tell me.
Gold bars? Mm-hmm. Piles of cash? Somebody's doobie weed?
Is that any good anymore? 40 years?
There wasn't anything in there.
Aww,
old papers, bad. Old checks, a waitress's notepad, a receipt from the hotel.
Still, it's interesting.
Yeah. No, but that's what a buzzkill.
Right. Yeah.
All this time.
Well, it's like, what was it, Al Capone's?
I was going to say Geraldo's vault. Yeah, the Al Capone. We watched it there for I don't know how many hours.
Right. And
there was nothing in there. Big bust.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fact.
Cans of Diet Coke float in water, but cans of Coke sink.
Huh? Why is that?
It's because the sugar in Coke weighs 39 grams. And the sweetener in Diet Coke is 125 milligrams.
Oh.
That makes Coke denser, so it sinks.
That is very interesting.
The Hoover Dam is made of 4.36 million cubic yards of concrete.
Damn.
It's enough to make a highway from San Francisco to New York.
Whoa. That is a ton.
4.36 million.
Man, you ever order
cubic yards.
A yard or two of concrete? It's so much concrete.
A yard? Yeah. I get a pallet.
Yeah. Well, if you have
a pallet?
Like if they're pouring a driveway or something, then that's like 3 yards.
Oh, I see. You're ordering it through the truck?
Yeah.
What did I order one time of firewood? What's that?
A cord.
Oh, yeah.
I ordered a cord of wood.
Yeah, cord is a lot. Probably got a quarter cord.
No, I ordered half a cord, I think. And the guy dump trucked it onto my driveway. And I'm like, what the hell?
Stack it up, buddy. Here it is.
He drove off. It filled the driveway. It was so much wood.
The guy didn't order a full cord.
I know. You never know this stuff until
it's sitting in your driveway.
Oh my God.
I bet you. I wonder how many yards of concrete it took to build that patio at that same place.
Oh. I wouldn't know. A study finds being... Oh, I already did that one. Sorry. Oh, this is the one I was looking for. A guy in Indian Harbor Beach, Florida, called the cops last week after he had an argument with his 27-year-old girlfriend, Katie Lee Pitchford. She'd attacked him. Mm. She was so mad at him, she grabbed him in the man bag and squeezed him until they bled.
Ow.
Oh, she's awful.
Don't ever do this to anybody.
No.
No matter what.
You could break those eggs.
She also choked him and punched him, too.
What a bitch. What was his deal again?
They were just a couple. They were just in a fight.
It doesn't say what the fight's about? Like, did he bone someone else?
No. She's been arrested for misdemeanor domestic. It doesn't matter what he did. You don't do that to somebody.
Yeah, but I mean, at least, like, if it's, you know, let the punishment fit the crime.
No. You don't grab a man bag, ever. You leave him be.
What if I do it lovingly?
You do it lovingly, sure.
You don't grab and crush. You don't give him the old squisheroo.
Unless you want it.
No, well, look, there's times when we want it. Look, I'll tell you, in my own head, while the kissing's happening, I'm definitely thinking like, oh my God, grab it, please. But nicely.
The bag?
No.
Yeah, I know. It's
around the, you know. Mm. Yes, but that's, you want that. That moment is, it's a great moment. Mm. That's all. I don't have even words to describe.
First contact.
Yeah. Yes. Mm. It's a great moment.
Finally happened.
Been thinking about this for three dinners. Right? Yeah. You know what I mean.
Sure.
Right.
Oh boy. Just don't grab and squish.
Right. Never. Oh, right. Back thing. To the story. Right. So she was. forget it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Send us stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Except when you're driving, then don't send us
stuff. No, never send us anything when you're driving. No texting and driving, please.
Just voted, even though I was driving. Oops. Uh-oh. 47% is not acceptable, though.
No,
it's not. I'm please, really upset about it.
How do we vote for the award for that you're up for?
Go to RadioLoss.com, and there's a link right there.
It's
the 2019 Sherwood Awards.
I'd vote for you, but make it easy as possible for your listeners. Give us the link. Put it on your website. Be shameless. Work it.
I did, I had trouble finding it. I typed in vote, and then I asked Brad right now, can you please put it up on the front?
Yeah,
and then I keep keyword vote. Posting it on my Facebook page every day.
Are you putting it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page? It's on
page
there.
Too?
All right. I would love for Brad to keep putting it up.
Yeah, keep putting it up at the top, Brad. Come on, IT department. What's the other guy's name?
Ron,
please put
he's
it up
he's not
there.
The
Ron.
Other guy.
I know what his name
he's
is.
He's Ron.
Just having fun Ron. With Ron.
They're two guys. It's not the other guy. There's no one and then the other. It's the two guys.
Mm. I don't know. I mean, I know Brad, you know. So.
It's Ron and Brad. Did you hear me?
Huh?
Ron and Brad.
Say that's it Brad with and us. The other guy.
Oh, no. My God. You're going to give him a complex.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
He knows I love him.
He's a very 415 sensitive boy.
Says, am I the only one worried about Sarah and John? It seems like they're drifting.
What do you mean?
I don't know what drifting? They mean. Are you drifting?
We're not drifting. What happened? I'm not sure.
No,
did something
guys
come
just,
up today?
We were just talking about...
shopping? I remember us talking about shopping.
No, not shopping. Our Sonoma thing, and he may or may not come. I don't know. That was the last thing. That's
yeah,
where that
no,
came
no,
in.
No. He doesn't like to, you know... I mean, do you like to go to work with your person? You know, he's going to a work event.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... He does have fun when he goes, and he wants to go if he can, but he's got stuff to do, too. Like, I know I make it seem like he doesn't have a life, that he just waits at the house to do stuff for me, but that is totally not the case. John! Come back to Sonoma with us.
You really captured the gurgle on the recording. This live version's not nearly as good.
Yeah.
What's
going
on?
So well with the gurgling tonight.
Sorry. I guess I just don't have enough spit in my mouth.
That's spitty today, yeah. Better.
Better.
A little
closer.
Forced. A little forced, but better.
Sometimes it just happens.
Okay,
and then I go with it.
Brad put it on the top rotator of the Radio Alice page.
All right.
Nice.
When you
thank
say rotator, you.
You
mean those things that get
that switch back and
back
there's
and
like
forth.
Five
Right. Yeah, just wait for it in the pictures that keep changing at the top. And
wait
then when you see it, click
for
on
it.
Click on it.
You could also hit the arrow button to just.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
the arrow button works
fine.
If you're feeling impatient.
Yes.
But really, relax.
Please vote for us.
Get it. Bet your favorite beverage and click around on that site
like
for a while.
Beverages.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.